99.1 Gracie Abrams. That's so true. The early morning crew with Kevin and Miss Josie. 843, 49 now and sunny in the valley. You know, I'm sitting here looking at my, I just got a pop-up. And I know we got to get to minute motivation.
Screen,
but I got a pop-up
screen.
On my phone and said, your invoice is ready for your cell bill. So while we had a few seconds, I thought, well, I'll check it because the amount didn't quite look like the same amount that I've been paying. But I did go back and look, and I have been paying that because it automatically comes out of my checking account.
Yeah.
But then I started looking at it. I wanted to get a little deeper into it. All the surcharges that they put on these things. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, all surcharges, taxes, and fees. Company fees and surcharges. Administrative costs. Federal university service charge. Government fees and taxes. 911 service fee and Alabama communication service tax.
Another dollar just because we're adding surcharges on
it's
as
like
well.
Unbelievable when I started looking at all this stuff. So anyway.
You know, I read sometimes that it's good every now and then to threaten to leave your phone company and to tell them that you're just going to switch to somebody else, even if you don't really follow through with it.
Yeah.
A lot of times they'll go ahead and offer you something as a result.
Like, maybe I'll do that today because it's like, what?
It sounds like sport to you, something you might enjoy.
All of our phones are paid off. And so if I'm paying this for paid off phones, I can't imagine if I had to buy a phone and
I am about to cancel Netflix. Like I got to take a break from it. All these things are adding up and they're going up again.
Yeah,
they've
got
like 80% in the last 5, 10 years or something, but they're about to go up again.
Ridiculous.
It seems like every few months I'm telling people that's it. I'm done.
Before you do that though, watch that show Zero for Robert De Niro.
I won't, but I appreciate it.
It's really good. I'm just telling you.
That's too close to real life.
I want
some escapism right now.
Okay,
I don't want anything about planes falling from the sky, somebody being upset, Robert De Niro being all dramatic. Don't need it in my life.
All right. I'm just saying it's pretty good. All right. It's 8:45. We got random facts coming up around 9:30 for you, but right now it's time for a minute of motivation with Miss Josie.
You know, the idea of getting older has come up a lot with me and my friends, and you and I were talking off air about that a little bit earlier. Well, I'm 42, and instead of regretting that I can't wake up at 22 again, I like to pretend that I'm 92, and magically, wonderfully, I have the next 50 years to do over again. And it doesn't matter your age. Even young people sometimes get it in their head that they've wasted too much time, that they didn't find the love or career or self-fulfillment that they'd hoped for. Nothing is wasted. You've learned, you've gained experience, even on the days when you couldn't face life. No matter your age, though, there are days, hours, and years ahead of you that belong to you. Nothing is preordained. So even if you've resigned yourself, that's okay. Start again. The road that is built in hope is more pleasant than the road that is built in hopelessness, even though they lead to the same destination. And hope is in the future, and power is in the present, and it is yours. So do with it what you will.
Wow. Okay.
All right. Sometimes I do get it in my head. I'm like, what am I going to do? I should have done this.
I say that all the time. You know, I'll be 56 here next month, and I'm like, gosh, I wish I had started this then, started that, you know.
But how young would you feel if you really were 40 years on and you're like, oh, if only I could go back to when I was in my 50s. Oh, young days.
Woo,
look
enjoy
at those halcyon days of youth.
Love it. All right. Minute motivation, Miss Josie. Don't forget, every weekday just around 8:45 on our podcast. We tell you every day. So don't hesitate. Download that podcast today and download our app, WAHR. Star 99.1. You'll see it on your app store and, of course, the podcast on the left-hand side. We'll put it on social media here in a little bit and get more details at mystar99.1.com.